In his new book called Toughs, Ed Falco keeps to many of the facts of a real-life tragedy. A young gangster, Vince, also known as Mad Dog Call, accidentally killed a 5-year-old boy who'd been playing in the street. It's a botched attempt to take out his gangland competition, and it shocks everyone.
And by the time we pick up with him, just about everybody in the world is trying to kill this kid, and he's 22 years old. The police are looking for him. The police commissioner, Mulrooney, issues a shoot-to-kill order for him. Lucky Luciano and the Combine, Al Capone, they're all trying to kill him.
To a story already painfully real, Falco introduces fictional characters like Loretto Jones, another young tough facing choices about whether to join a crime family or create an actual family of his own.
Loretto, as a character, is someone torn between a quick route to riches and fame and the stability of a family, which would require diligent labor with smaller rewards in terms of material rewards, but of course greater emotional security, this conflict between domesticity and wildness, between the security of family and the danger of criminal life.
In the story, Loretto Jones had grown up with Mad Dog Call in an orphanage, and in this passage from the book, we find him roaming the streets of Upper Manhattan.
Loretto leaned against a lamppost as kids swarmed over the streets, escaping the heat of Coldwater Flats. Children shouted and called to each other in English, while their mothers and fathers, their aunts and uncles and grandparents sitting on stoops, congregating in doorways, leaning out of windows or over fire escapes, spoke among themselves in Italian. Though Loretto had grown up among Italians, could speak the language a little himself and make out the gist of a conversation, his own ethnic heritage was indeterminate. By the time he was 13, the Jews, the Italians, the Irish, and the Poles had all claimed him. His skin was neither the olive dark hue typical of Italians nor the fair pale of the Irish. In his dark blue eyes, every ethnic population saw its most handsome relatives and ancestors. At 5'11", he wasn't too tall or too short for any ethnicity, though the Irish argued he was too tall to be Italian.
Falco explains why he kept Loretto's ethnicity vague.
I had hoped that I would avoid labeling any particular ethnicity as particularly prone to criminality. My point was that those areas, those ghettos in New York at the turn of the century and right beyond, were breeding grounds for criminals. Anybody who grew up in there was going to be influenced by a criminal element. It's the environment that shapes the criminal, not the ethnicity.
Falco explores a question that still resonates today, wherever there is senseless violence that someone thought was important enough to commit despite the consequences.
This notion that anything is acceptable in defense of one's family and that others outside the family are expendable if necessary. It's a very dangerous notion, but a very human notion, one based on our tribal nature. We protect our own. But ethically, it's a very slippery kind of moral place to be. So it's a very interesting question, and one that I only try to explore, but I don't have easy answers to.
Ed Falco's new book is called Toughs. It's published by Unbridled Books. I'm Robbie Harris.